starts a jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Shimmy Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. Old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's place.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden thanking everyone who wished him well now that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from the White House.
President Trump saying he was saddened to hear about his diagnosis, writing, "We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." And former President Obama praying for a fast and full recovery for his former number two, saying, "Nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all of its forms than Joe. And I am certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace."
The cancer described as aggressive. Pope Leo meeting with J.D. Vance ahead of a U.S. push to reach a diplomatic resolution to the war in Ukraine. President Trump is set to call Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky today. Russia has outlawed Amnesty International in the latest crackdown on dissidents and activists. Putin's government calling the International Human Rights Organization an undesirable organization. This is ABC News. Authorities in New York say a Mexican Navy vessel that slammed into the Brooklyn Bridge over the weekend will remain docked in New York as long as necessary. ABC's Andrea Fujii runs down exactly what happened.
277 people were on board. A female cadet was among the two killed. Her family gathering in Mexico yesterday. One relative saying there must be someone responsible. The NYPD says the ship never intended to sail beneath the bridge, but it lost power. The tide then forced the ship in the wrong direction, hitting the 141-year-old bridge while traveling backwards.
The structural integrity of the Brooklyn Bridge is still intact. The New Jersey rail strike didn't last long and is now over. There is a tentative agreement in place between railroad engineers and management at New Jersey Transit, which carries over 350,000 commuters every day. The engineers agreeing to return to work tomorrow. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, the sale starts Wednesday. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Not another one.
26-year-old male, wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
How's the driver in the other vehicle?
Yeah, thankfully she's okay. She had her seatbelt on.
It's really sad. You know, these tragedies are entirely preventable.
It's said, quicken her ticket. But for some, they should be so lucky. Besides getting a ticket or a fine, the consequences could take your life. So don't risk it. Click it or ticket. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon. Our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. You can get faster internet and pay less. Call Whole Home Connect today. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Squabbling within the Republican Party of Wisconsin and its county parties must end. That was the message at the state party convention in Rothschild over the weekend from 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, who asked delegates to put aside petty differences and work together. Also at the convention, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson blasted the deficit reduction bill in the U.S. House. Johnson called the bill fake, saying the big, beautiful bill isn't what it's advertised to be and will actually be increasing the federal budget deficit by a total of about $4 trillion over the next 10 years. And the state health department is reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from outdoor activities. They advise that you wear long pants and tuck them into your socks when you're in wooded areas or scrub to prevent ticks from getting up your legs. Also, be sure to check your pets when they come in from the outdoors. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Hospital, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is joining the Wisconsin State Patrol and law enforcement agencies across the state in launching the Click It or Ticket campaign this week. The initiative runs through June 1st. Area law enforcement will be enforcing the state's seatbelt law, with nighttime safety belt usage a particular focus this year. Drivers are reminded, buckle up and follow traffic rules to maintain safety and avoid citations. Local businesses continue to deal with the impact of last week's hailstorm in the Chippewa Valley. Ken Vance Honda reported that their inventory suffered excessive hail damage in the storm. Forecasts now call for a good chance of storms again later on today and into tomorrow, with heavy rain expected. Two people were killed in a head-on collision in Fremont Township on Friday. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, 83-year-old Headley Thompson of Pine Island was traveling westbound on I-90 when his vehicle crossed into the eastbound lanes and hit an eastbound vehicle driven by 70-year-old Warren Hacker of Appleton. Both Thompson and Hacker were killed in the accident.
While 71-year-old Patricia Hacker was taken to Mayo Clinic Rochester with life-threatening injuries, that accident remains under investigation. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is introducing some new resources for seniors. Last week, Governor Evers and DHS announced a statewide hotline that will connect folks with local aging and disability resource centers. There's also a new online directory at findmyadrc.org. Both the hotline and the website can be used to help older adults and individuals with disabilities find support services. Life jackets are the best way to save your life while on the water, but many people still aren't wearing them. DNR Warden Darren Kuhn says that every boat is required to have as many life preservers or jackets on board as passengers, but that many people simply stow them away. He says no one's going to rush to open compartments and get out a life jacket when an emergency happens. The DNR does issue around 500 citations a year for failure to have life-saving devices, and most people who drown on Wisconsin lakes were not wearing a life jacket. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Charges were dropped against law enforcement officers in a fatal high-speed chase in Dane County. Dane County District Attorney Ismael Ozan cleared on Friday. Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy Jeffrey Oke and Wisconsin State Patrol Trooper Brian Bauman, they were being accused of the death of Bo Johnson, who allegedly did not stop when officers tried to pull him over last March for driving over 140 miles an hour. Wisconsin ranks first in the nation for turning in the most unused medications on Drug Take-Back Day. The Wisconsin and U.S. Department of Justices announced on Friday that almost 57,000 pounds of prescription medications were turned in during the spring collection day. In total, more than 1.3 million pounds of drugs have been turned in since Drug Take-Back Day started in 2010. The Drug Enforcement Administration organizes two official take-back days each year, one in the spring and one in the fall. But unwanted prescriptions can be returned year-round at law enforcement offices, hospitals, and health clinics. Wisconsin's unemployment rate increased slightly last month. Preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the state's jobless rate bumped up a tenth of a point to 3.3% in April, which is still lower than the 4.2% national average for last month. The federal data also showed a decrease in the state's labor force participation to 65.5%, which is still 2.9 percentage points higher than the national rate. Though Wisconsin's month-to-month labor force number dropped by 4,900 people from March to April, that total grew by 900 compared to the same time in 2024. A few injuries were reported after the four tornadoes touched down Thursday in Juneau. Emergency management officials say one person was sent to the hospital. A state of emergency was declared by Mayville Mayor Rob Bolick. The National Weather Service said on Friday strength levels varied up to EF2 and lasted for around 20 minutes. Severe weather was also reported in western Wisconsin, with 100-mile-an-hour winds and large hail in parts of Dunn, Eau Claire, and Rusk counties. A tornado was also reported in New Richmond. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wally Banks at VFW 8729 reminds you, we know too often our veterans and military spouses have trouble finding jobs. Join the Alliance to help support our transitioning vets and their families. If you're an employer, take advantage of their skills. Hire smart, hire vets. That message courtesy of Wally Banks at VFW 8729 at 115 North Franklin Street, Lake City. They're always working to keep our community moving forward in a positive direction. VFW 8729 on the air because they care.
Jackson Churio robbed Royce Lewis of a potential game-tying homer in the eighth. The Brewers ended Minnesota's 13-game winning streak with a 5-2 victory at AmFam Field on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers, who were shut out in the first two games of the series, got a pair of RBIs from Isaac Collins and Sal Frelick in the win. Freddie Peralta goes five innings for his fifth victory. Trevor McGill notching save number six. He was asked where this one ranked on the must-win scale.
Probably out of 11 out of 10. Yeah, we really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
UW Oshkosh and UW Whitewater are headed for the NCAA Division III Baseball Super Regionals later this week. Oshkosh won its 18th regional title with a 10-2 win over the University of Chicago in St. Peter, Minnesota, while Whitewater knocked off Adrian 4-1 in a regional final. Scotty Scheffler is a major champion for the third time, winning the PGA Championship on Sunday. Scheffler finished 11 under par, five strokes better than Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau, and Davis Riley.
I've prepared my entire life to become somewhat decent at this game, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, it's pretty dang cool. You know, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
NBA Conference Finals are set. Oklahoma City captured Game 7 in the West, 125-93 over Denver. They'll take on Minnesota in the Western Conference Finals starting next Tuesday night. The Knicks and Pacers will tip off the Eastern Conference Finals in New York on Wednesday. NHL Florida grabbed Game 7 of their second round series in Toronto, 6-1, to advance to face Carolina in the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee Admirals scored four times in the third period yesterday, went on to beat Texas 6-4 in the AHL Central Division Finals. The win evens that best-of-five series at a game apiece. Game 3 in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Two lines of unlimited for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings compared to Verizon and AT&T. But don't just take our word for it.
It's not just the savings that are great with our T-Mobile plan. There's all this value from all these other things that T-Mobile offers.
T-Mobile has been such a savings for us.
We love it.
Switch today and get two free 5G phones like the Motorola Edge with turbo power charging that gives you power for the day in just 15 minutes. And customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Go to T-Mobile.com/55 to learn more.
24 monthly bill credits and two new lines with autopay for well-qualified customers plus taxes, fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
The Minnesota Twins' winning streak is over at 13 games. The Twins lost to the Brewers 5-2 at American Family Field yesterday. Royce Lewis homered in the losing effort, but also had a potential game-tying shot robbed by Jackson Curio in the eighth. Zebby Matthews was charged with the loss after surrendering four runs on five hits in three innings. Bailey Ober will start for the Twins against Cleveland tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves finally know who they'll play against in the Western Conference Finals. The Wolves will visit the Thunder after Oklahoma City won its Game 7 matchup against the Nuggets yesterday. They went 2-2 against Oklahoma City during the regular season. Game 1 of the best of 7 tips off from Oklahoma City tomorrow at 7:30. The Minnesota Lynx remain undefeated after an 89-75 win over the Los Angeles Sparks yesterday. Nafsia Kalir led the way with 23. Elena Smith chipped in 18. The Lynx are off to a 2-0 start this season. They host Dallas on Wednesday. High school baseball today on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Dairyland Conference, Blair Taylor's at Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. Alma Center Lincoln at Owen Withy Thorpe. In the Dunn St. Croix, Boyceville hosting Colfax. Durand, Arkansas at Elk Mound. Plum City Elmwood travels to Glenwood City. Mondovi is hosting Spring Valley. Middle Border Conference baseball today. Onalaska will play Altoona in a doubleheader. Cumberland is at Amory, and Osceola hosting Luck Frederick. Girls softball today in the Darylin Conference. Blair Taylor at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Whitehall at Pepin Elma. That game to be held at Elma High School. Dunn St. Croix Conference. Boyceville is at Colfax. Durand, Arkansas at Elk Mound. Elmwood at Plum City at Glenwood City. And Spring Valley travels to Mondovi. Meanwhile, in the Middle Border Conference, Augusta at Altoona, St. Croix Central is at Stanley Boyd. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Bell for the win in the Sports All-Star Night. This is the Monday morning race recap presented by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money's back here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Joe Gibbs Racing driver Christopher Bell took the lead from Joey Logano in the closing laps of last night's NASCAR All-Star Race to claim the win at the North Wilkesboro Speedway. Bell and his team used a late race caution to take fresh tires, while Logano stayed out on older tires for the final run to the finish and would ultimately finish second.
I had so much fun last year. I sucked in the race, but racing here last year was so much fun. And as this place continues to age, it's just going to get better and better. And man, that was an amazing race.
Bell began the weekend with a win in heat race number two on Saturday night to earn the second starting spot for last night's main event. Behind Bell at the finish was Logano in second, Ross Chastain third, Alex Bowman fourth, and Chase Elliott completed the top five. William Byron finished in the sixth spot, while Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, Chase Briscoe, and Chris Buescher completed the top 10. The series next races its longest event of the year this Sunday at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in the Coca-Cola 600. That's the Monday morning race recap presented by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. We've got a case here today involving two online aquatic animal dealers convicted in eight Wisconsin counties. More details from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources when we return. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced two national online suppliers of aquatic animals have been convicted in multiple Wisconsin County Circuit Courts for ignoring warnings from the DNR and repeatedly shipping illegal invasive species to schools, residents, and businesses. The DNR reports that in March and April of 2025, the two companies, based in North Carolina and Indiana respectively, were each convicted of 20 citations with penalties related to the shipment of illegal invasive species to customers in eight Badger State counties. DNR Conservation Wardens San Hoffercorn of Milwaukee County and Ryan Caputo of Dane County investigated and found shipments of suspected invasive crayfish into Wisconsin by the defendants. Non-native crayfish species are illegal in Wisconsin thanks to disease, their ability to outcompete native species, and the enormous financial cost for remediating an infected site. Learn more about the case at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then click News. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, a slight chance of rain at times throughout the day today. Highs near 60, east winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, 70% chance of a shower or storm. Lows, low 40s. Tomorrow, rain. Highs, low 50s. Wednesday, 70% chance of rain. Highs, upper 50s. Mix of clouds and a little bit of sunshine across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, 47. Lake City, 46. Pepin, 44. Mondovi, 43. O'Galley and Plum City, 42. Here at WRDN 43 with Tim McGraw and Real Good Man, it's 826.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Since you got gone, I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. 'Cause who needs you? But I got friends like that.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. John Morgan and Jason Aldean, friends like that. 8:37, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the 10th annual Pepin County Humane Society Golf Fundraiser is May 30th at Rolling Greens Golf Course here in Durant. $50 a person, includes 9 holes, dinner, and a cart. Just want to have dinner, that's fine. $10 per person. Kids under 5 are free. There'll also be dinner raffles and more. Just contact Rolling Greens Golf Course for more information. Let's run down birthdays for today for this May 19th. This TV personality and actor was a host on Good Morning America. He was also on the TV series Lucas, Tanner, and the Virginian. David Hartman is 90 today. This actor was in the movies Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Mickey Blue Eyes, and Patriot Games. James Fox is 86 today. Supermodel, singer, and actress Grace Jones is 77. Former football star Archie Manning is 76. This actor was in the movies Transformers, Black Hawk Down, and Armageddon. He is the son of former President Gerald Ford. I did not know that. Stephen Ford is 69 today. Former NBA star Bill Laimbeer is 68. He led the Detroit Pistons to 2 NBA titles. He was the center. You went into the lane, he'd hit you. Oh, yeah, the Pistons of that era were kind of mean. Former NBA star Kevin Garnett, 49. He helped the Celtics to an NBA title in 2008. Also, basketball player Mario Chalmers is 39 today. Country singer Lainey Wilson celebrating birthday number 33. Born on this date, financier and philanthropist John Hopkins, born in the state in 1795. He left a large endowment in his will to found Johns Hopkins University and Hospital. Former Vietnamese Prime Minister Ho Chi Minh, born in the state in 1890. This actor was originally an athlete, a shot putter in the 1928 Olympics. He became an actor and was in the movies Treasure of the Sierra Madre and Angels in the Outfield. Bruce Bennett, born in the state in 1906. Newscaster and journalist Jim Lehrer, born in the state in 1934. The commander of the ill-fated space shuttle Challenger, Francis Scobie, born in the state in 1939. Singer and songwriter Mickey Newberry, born in the state in 1940. He wrote for several legendary acts, including Elvis and Johnny Cash. Actor Peter Mayhew, born in the state in 1944, is best known for playing Chewbacca in the Star Wars franchise. Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer Andre the Giant, born in the state in 1946. Celebrating birthdays from yesterday, Steve Weinzierl had a birthday yesterday. Also celebrating a birthday yesterday, Chip Fleury. Well, we'll have to say happy birthday to Chip later on this afternoon. He had a birthday yesterday. Corey Bauer celebrated their birthday yesterday. Anniversaries from yesterday, Brian and Krista Brantner had an anniversary. Barb and Steve Feedy also, happy anniversary. Nate and Sheila Nemuth had an anniversary yesterday. And celebrating an anniversary today, Jim and Don Ulwelling. So all of their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your Memorial Day holiday grilling needs. Don't forget about those beef sticks, too, at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Our winner will also receive a six-pack of Diddly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app. You'll earn rewards points, then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. And the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays 9 to 6 and Sundays 10 to 5 through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2025. Your future is bright, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds. We'll have a slight chance of rain developing. We'll have highs near 60. East winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, 70% chance of a shower or storm. Lows, low 40s. Tomorrow, rain. Highs, low 50s. For Wednesday, 70% chance of rain. Highs, upper 50s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds. Wabasha, Nelson, 47. Lake City, 46. Pepin, 44. Mondovi, 43. O'Galley and Plum City, 42. Here at WRDN, clouds and 43 with Randy Travis and three wooden crosses. It's 8:43.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education. and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land, as he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that bloodstained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Caught a tear as she slipped off to sleep. She's not here, but she's not gone. I guess she must be waiting on the kind of man I promised her I'd be. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her. It's too late, but what keeps killing me? Knowing I've been blind, as any fool can see. How long did I think she'd stand for me to be the kind of man that came and went just as I dang well please? While she sits at home alone with fears and feelings of her own, Lord knows goodbye would bring me to my knees. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind, and it's too what keeps killing me? Knowing I've been blind, as any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got me.
what keeps killing me. There's knowing I've been blind, as any fool can see.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly up and drop. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Ella Langley, Weren't for the Wind, 853. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there will be a Red Cross blood drive in Arkansas on July 1st. This will be from noon to 6 p.m. at the Community Center on Highway N. Now you can just call 800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. Again, the Arkansas Community Blood Drive, July 1st, noon to 6 at the Community Center in Arkansas. This weekend, of course, is the Memorial Day holiday. And are you going anywhere? Well, the number of travelers this Memorial Day weekend is expected to be record-breaking. AAA is forecasting 45 million Americans will hit the road between May 22nd and 26th for the holiday weekend. That would break the previous record in 2005. More than 39 million will travel by car. Meanwhile, 3.5 million are expected to get to their destination by plane. Oh, boy. An almost 2% increase from last year. Remember, if you're traveling by car, as always, drive with extra caution. And don't forget, click it or ticket.
Not everyone can fix their own car. or a leaky pipe. So what do you do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
All he could think about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town, hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future. My everything. Might as well kiss it all. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleeve tight. Blue eyes and bouncing curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes. Pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast.
and he cried, "There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye." There goes my life. There goes my life. Baby, goodbye.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand.